Dr. Howler is dictating a clinic note on Terrence, FLASKAMP, birthday 6/7/2011, February the 1st. Patient presents with history of cough for the past 10 days. Seen here last week with a prescription of amoxicillin, which he's taken without benefit. According to mother, has a history of chronic bronchitis, off and on. Better when he was off dairy products in the past, which he now has resumed. States that it usually takes oral steroids to clear his cough, last given over a year ago. Review of symptoms, constitutional symptoms, negative, CVS negative, lymphatics negative, GI negative, GU negative, eyes negative, musculoskeletal negative, skin negative, well, except for history of flushing of face with exercise, questionable blotches with clearing with rest, neurological negative for fainting, dizziness or confusion, psychiatric negative for anxiety or depression. Past history of bronchitis and bronchial asthma in the past. Chest X-ray was obtained on visit, showed increased bronchial markings without definite infiltrate, compatible with history of chronic bronchitis. Remainder of physical exam showed no other significant abnormalities of the neck, head, eyes, ears, and throat, abdomen, CVS, skin, extremities, or neuropsychiatric exams. Impression was recurrent bronchitis. Patient was given prescription for Medrol, 2 milligrams, to taper dose. Azithromycin, 200 milligrams teaspoon, also to take for a five-day course. Because of history of recurrent bronchitis, mother was advised that patient might benefit from being seen at Texas Children's Hospital for pulmonary evaluation without clear history of asthma, but with abnormal findings on X-ray, with history of chronic bronchitis. The follow-up is needed. Thank you, Dr. Halberd.